If you think about the most vibrant, magnetic people in the world, the ones that are so creative, that are living large, that are so bright, what makes them that way is that they own who they are. They are a full being. They have so many facets of their personality and they own that richness. They don't give a shit what other people say. They're going to be who they are no matter what. And ultimately, that's what you want too. You want to have that level of confidence. You want to have that level of power. You want to be able to stand up and own yourself. But in order to do that, you have to stop hiding. Welcome to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. I'm so, so happy to have you here with me today. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I think this episode is really, really going to serve you. I think it is going to motivate you and make you feel really good. I think that if you press play today, you are 100% here for a reason. So listen into this episode with your heart open and wait for that internal wisdom to just drop in. As you're listening to this episode in particular, I think this is a really important episode to share. So if you have somebody that just comes to mind while you're listening to the episode or within the next couple of days after you listen, be sure to pass this episode along to them. This is a particularly empowering one, and you never know what somebody needs and when. If you would like to be entered in to win a one-on-one magic session with me, all you have to do is leave a 5-star written review on Apple. You can find a link to do that in the show notes. Also, be sure to check out the show notes below. I have a free course. I am a coach and course creator, and I have some really powerful life-changing courses for you. You can find all of those at thetransformationschool.com. You can also sign up for the subscriber-only magic dose. These are emails that can really, really shift your perspective and give you guidance and direction, tricks and tools to significantly improve your life. This is for subscribers only. If you sign up in the show notes for the magic dose, you will immediately get a magic dose to your inbox. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. Without further ado, enjoy the episode. There's a tendency that so many of us have to hide certain parts of us, to not let other people see certain aspects of our personality. So think about what this might be for you. Something that I've noticed it is for a lot of people is certain gifts they have, certain thoughts or opinions that they might deeply hold. You see this with people's sexuality and people's sexual preferences. You see this with the way that people want to dress. Sometimes people have a desire to dress a little bit more edgy, and yet they convince themselves that that's not really them, or it's not safe to, or that they can't do that. And so they hide that kind of creative, artistic fashion side of them. I see this with people's spirituality, with people's intuition. They want to hide the fact that they have potentially had spiritual experiences, or they are very intuitive, or they have little hidden psychic abilities. I see this with people's interest. They want to hide from people. I see this with people's political affiliations. There's so many different sides of us. There's so many different sides of you. And in fact, that's what makes you so yummy, are all of these different facets of you. And yet, we have a tendency to not let all of those facets shine. We pick and choose which parts of us we think are safe to show others, and we hide the other parts of us away. Sometimes we hide those other parts of us away from our children, from our spouse, from our family, from the people that are indeed supposed to support us the most. Sometimes those are the people we actually hide the most from. We hide ourselves at work. We hide ourselves with our friends. We hide ourselves in so many situations. We have ideas about, this is the way that I'm supposed to be. This is the safe way to present myself to others. This is how I should dress. This is how I should sound. These are the things that I should think and share. And all those other parts of me, I need to just keep hidden. This is something that I think is actually very normalized to do. I would say pretty much every single client that I've ever worked with is hiding parts of themselves from people in their life. Some are hiding like 90% of their authentic self, and some are hiding 50% of their authentic self, but they're hiding so much of themselves, from other people. Why do we hide? Why do we have this tendency to hide? In our society, we have been told and shown since early childhood that we are supposed to present in a certain way. And if we don't present in that way, we will not be accepted. And indeed, we could be mocked or belittled. We could lose our privileges or our advantages in life if we actually showed people who we were. But let's think about this energetically. If we are energetic beings, which we are, and we have a certain amount of energy which we can exude into the world, which we do, if we hold back on some of that energy, what does that do to us on the inside? What does it do to us when we only charge up 30% of ourselves to show to other people, when we only shine 30%? What does it do to the 70% of us? Here's the interesting thing and the most critical thing about this idea of hiding. When we hide parts of ourselves from our spouses, our partners, our friends, the world, people we work with, what we're actually doing is we are saying to ourselves, I am ashamed of you. You are saying to yourself, I don't accept you. I am ashamed of you. And I don't accept you. You aren't good enough to show the world, to be in the world. And because I don't accept you and I am ashamed of you, I'm going to keep you hidden. Imagine this. Every part of you, every part of your personality, imagine that as a facet of you, like as a miniature personality on its own. So for instance, I am Stephanie. I am one person, and yet I have 1,000 different Stephanies within me. I have the Stephanie that loves to paint her nails a new color every single week. I have the Stephanie that loves to wear interesting clothing. I have the Stephanie that loves to make everything look really aesthetic. I have the Stephanie that likes certain foods. I have the Stephanie that is really spiritual and intuitive. All of these internal Stephanies, every part that I choose to keep hidden and not express into the world, that is me looking at that part inside and saying, I do not accept you. I am ashamed of you. I need to hide you from the world. What is that doing to you on the inside when you reject yourself in that way? When you reject parts of you? What do you think that's doing to your heart, to your soul? What do you think that's doing to you in your life? How can you move about in the world confidently, magnetically, brightly, when you are rejecting you? Here's the thing. I have so many clients and people that I talk to and friends and family, etc. And so many of them have told me that they hide a lot of things from their partner, that they don't tell their partner a lot of things. What is the point of an intimate partnership if you cannot show your partner who you really are? What is the point of any relationship in your life if you cannot show the other person who you really are? Really, what is the point? Why even have that relationship if you feel like you have to hide yourself from that person? The point of relationships are to see one another, to support one another, to build one another up. If you are hiding from the people in your life, why even have those relationships? If you are afraid that those people are going to judge you, are going to look down on you, are going to discourage you, then why even keep those relationships? So it's a question of, is it you rejecting you and that's why you're hiding? Or is it the people around you that you anticipate rejecting you and that's why you're hiding? Either way, you are choosing to reject yourself. And that is so detrimental to your psyche. That will wear you down. That will tear down your energy. That will tear down your self-esteem. That will wear out your confidence. It will make you depressed and it will make you anxious. And it will make you extremely lonely in your life, no matter how many people you have around you. If you are rejecting parts of yourself, if you are not honoring parts of yourself and seeing yourself, no one will ever see you. I used to do this to myself in so many ways. In so many ways, I was hiding parts of myself. And as I slowly started letting those parts be out in the world and owning those parts, I found that I had more energy, that I was more excited about life. Yes, there were some parts that I let out that I was really scared I would be rejected for, but I came to a really critical conclusion, which was the people that rejected me for being myself were people that I did not want to be in my world. I would rather be myself and lose all of those people because those people weren't honoring me. Those people weren't seeing me. And I was done rejecting myself. I was done hiding myself. And this is an ongoing process. All the time, I'm uncovering little tiny bits of myself, little new Stephanies that I've realized, oh, wow, I've been keeping that Stephanie in hiding. And as soon as I realize that, I do what I can to let that Stephanie shine because I don't want to reject myself. If you want to build a sense of self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem, self-love, the first step is to own who you are publicly. Now, as a caveat to that, you have to own who you are to yourself first. And sometimes that can take a couple of weeks, a couple of months, but you want to let a part of you shine internally. You want to maybe with just a few people tell them like, oh yeah, I'm really into spirituality, or I'm actually evaluating my politics right now, or I'm going to try out these new outfits and I'm going to wear them out with a few people that I know will support me and I know are really safe. And then you go big and you go large and you just own who you fucking are to the world. Because again, if you aren't doing that, if you aren't owning who you are publicly, then you are rejecting who you are privately, internally. So much of what I do in my workshops is I help people discover who they really are, who all these parts are that they have rejected. Because a lot of times this self-rejection comes from someplace. We were taught at some point in our lives to be a certain way would be wrong. To be a certain way, we would be belittled. And so we evaluate what parts of ourselves have we rejected or we've hidden or we didn't even know existed within us. And then you want to start to uncover them and own them because that is what makes you you. If you think about the most vibrant, magnetic people in the world, the ones that are so creative, that are living large, that are so bright, what makes them that way is that they own who they are. They are a full being. They have so many facets of their personality and they own that richness. They don't give a shit what other people say. They're going to be who they are no matter what. And ultimately, that's what you want too. You want to have that level of confidence. You want to have that level of power. You want to be able to stand up and own yourself. But in order to do that, you have to stop hiding. You have to stop hiding who you are. You have to stop rejecting yourself. It hurts when we reject us. When we say to a part of us, you're not good enough. I don't own you. I'm ashamed of you. You need to be in hiding. That hurts. And instead of going out into the world, beaming and in an energy of power and magnetism, we go out into the world saying, I don't accept me. Because I'm hiding. That energy of self-rejection can be felt by others in your life. So here's the ironic thing, and here's the twist, and here's what I really want you to hear today. What we do is we hide parts of ourselves so that we can be accepted by others, so that we are well-liked. But when we do that, when we hide parts of ourselves, what we're really doing is we're rejecting the parts of ourselves that we think other people won't like. And we are then in an energy of self-rejection. So we think we're going out into the world with the perfect bow of this is what everybody wants. But what we're actually doing is we're going out into the world with an energy of self-rejection. And you know what people are going to feel when they're in your energy? They're going to feel your self-rejection. And you're actually going to be more prone to people rejecting you. Because if you're in an energy of self-rejection, people are going to pick up on that wavelength and they're going to believe you. They're going to believe your internal belief of I'm not worthy, you should reject me. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to be more rejected when you reject yourself and when you hide than you would be if you shined super bright with all facets of your personality. When you shine really bright, you are more magnetic and you are in an energy of I own myself. I love myself. I know I'm worthy. I don't reject any parts of myself and I don't hide. And then when people are in your energy, that's what they're going to feel and that's how they're going to treat you too. You're going to be less rejected when you stop hiding. How crazy is that? That's the secret sauce to a full life, is being yourself completely, is owning all parts of you, is letting all parts of you express out into the world without fear that people will judge you. And some people may, and that's okay. Those people aren't for you. Those people aren't for you. And sometimes that means that you may lose some friends, or that the people in your life that don't want to support you need to leave. You need to shed them. And that's fine. You know why? Because you don't want people in your life that don't support you, that don't want the full authentic you to be shining. You don't want to be in a job that doesn't have space for you to be the fullest version of you. We want to have a life that lets us shine. We want to have a job that lets us shine. We want to have friends and partners and family that let us shine and that actually encourage us to shine brighter. And that say like, wow, that's a really interesting part of your personality. Even if people aren't down with it or disagree or they're not into it, they can still honor that that's a part of you. Those are the kinds of people we want in our lives. That is the recipe for a rich life. So today, I want you to ask yourself, what parts of me am I hiding? What am I doing in my life right now that I don't want others to know that I'm doing? What am I interested in that I don't want anyone else to see? If I believed that tomorrow I could be fully me and I would never be rejected by anybody, who would I be? That question right there. Of if I had certainty that no one ever would reject me, who would I be? That shows you where you are hiding. And those parts that you're hiding away, those are the parts of you that you are rejecting. And that can lead to stress, overwhelm, anxiety. It can lead to all sorts of addictions. It can lead to workaholism, alcohol addiction. It can lead to drugs. So many things we use to self-numb and self-medicate because deep down we are unhappy. And the reason we are unhappy is because we are self-rejecting. It's time for you to own all parts of you and to start showing those parts to others in your life. It's time to love those parts of you that you've been rejecting. It's time to rescue the parts of you that you have been hiding in shame, because there is no part of you that you should be ashamed of. There is no part of you that you should be ashamed of. So here's the challenge I have for you. As you've been listening, you probably have a sense of, whoa, there is a part of me that I have been hiding. Right when this podcast ends, you are going to share with one person at least a part of you that you have been hiding. You are going to call someone. You are going to text someone. You are going to email someone. You're going to post on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. You are just going to show the world another part of you because you are done hiding. So take a big, slow, deep breath with me. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And move forward out into the world and show us what parts of you are ready to shine.